What's up, Unikers? It's Pooja, the host of the Extra Plus Ordinary podcast, the place where we create our own definition of success and learn together. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Extra Plus Ordinary podcast. My today's guest, her name is Dr. Ai, and she's the CEO and founder of Classroom Without Walls and also the co-author of Skip the Degree. And we should start the conversation with the title of Skip the Degree. So why do you think that we should skip the degree?
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Pooja. Really honored. And so why skipping the degree? I think I have to answer the question and also and kind of introduce myself a little bit more. Like, my background is actually in education. So I got my master's degree from Syracuse. I got my PhD from the University of Maryland. And I was also teaching in the classroom in higher education for 10 plus years. And after so many years in higher education, I really, unfortunately, came to the conclusion that the current education model is no longer serving the next generation, especially those people who want to become disruptive leaders, entrepreneurs, starting their own business. The model is very broken. And I started to see alternatives and other than the college degree path for people to become successful in life. I think college is only one of the many ways to succeed in life. It is definitely not the only way, even though parents, society in general, they still preach college as the only way. And I think that perspective is wrong. And as I call myself a disruptor, so I'm here to disrupt that. And even on my own podcast, I have interviewed so many amazing high school students, college age students, college dropouts who are taking alternative path and they're having a great life. Just 2 weeks ago, I interviewed a 15 years old young man on my show and he loves video games. So as a result of that, he started developing his own games and his own video games got 2 million plus downloads. 2 million plus. Wow. That's amazing, right? And he figured out coding everything by watching YouTube videos, everything without taking any classes, just on his own. And incredible. And not only that, he actually also built a TikTok community of 360,000 people. And on top of that, he is selling online courses, teaching other people how to develop games. That's amazing. To me, that is so much more. And plus, he's doing what he loves. That is so much more powerful than following the traditional path. You know, middle school, high school, college. Most of the college students I speak with, they are still struggling to figure out what they want to do in life. What is their passion? They don't know because traditional schooling, we assume the teacher will teach you everything. But that is the wrong approach. A true education is a journey to uncover that you actually uncover what is actually inside you, what you are interested in doing, not having this sage on the stage model, a teacher to cover, to teach. That model is wrong. So as a result of all of those things that I mentioned above, and I'm definitely an advocate, you know, if college is not working out for you, skip the degree. There are definitely alternatives and equally, if not better, alternatives.
Right. It's like a lot of times why we take the degree is because of that society pressure. And like then parents are there. They're telling us in order to succeed, you have to go to the college so that you are having this safe side of your life so that you don't need to struggle in your future.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly.
So I was like I remember when I found you, I was also like struggling with the same thing. I was like, okay, should I get a degree? And then should I get a master degree and all that stuff? I was like literally confused because I was after discovering all the personal growth and stuff, and after the my transformation journey of my own self, I was literally thinking of, okay, now I have this plan. Should I get this degree? Should I get that degree? It's like a lot of degrees, right? So I started to listen to you, your Friday Life. Oh my God, they are awesome. I just love them. It's like, so you also talk about the soft skills and hard skills. Shed some light on those as well.
Yeah, definitely. And first off, thank you so much for supporting my content. That is really my mission, is really to spread the message, right? I share with you next week, I will be doing a 3-day live masterclass. And each day I'll be talking about something different, but related to parenting education. So on the first day, I will actually be exposing top 5 missing links in our current educational system that are actually holding our children back from becoming successful in life. So I think, you know, I'm passionate about sharing this message so that more parents can know what is actually going on and can support students like you, right? Because most students, the other day I did this TikTok video talking about, you know, a lawyer, doctor, or failure, right? So I grew up in China and with that impression, either you are a doctor or lawyer or a failure, right? So that's why I didn't go into the medical doctor field, but I did get a doctor. I did get a PhD degree because of things like that. And it's just like really more people need to hear this message. So in terms of hard and soft skills, and when you look at traditional schooling, and students spend most of the time remembering and regurgitating information and getting prepared for exams, right? That's how I remembered my earlier educational experience. And when you look around nowadays, not much has changed, right? And still like getting, like all of my students that I'm working with right now at Classroom Without Walls, they are still talking about exams and how little they actually learn from those exams, feeling very stressed. So what I think is that, like, knowledge is important, right? But knowledge is becoming easier and easier and cheaper to acquire, right? Obtain. Like, you don't have to go to a school. Like, seriously, like, especially for certain degrees, like management, marketing, social media. Seriously, you can watch YouTube videos or you can purchase online classes at a much cheaper cost. Probably higher quality or equal quality. Yeah. And you don't have to. So, but anyway, so that is hard skill. And plus, the biggest problem with learning information from a university is that it is so delayed. I think there's at least a 5-year, if not a 10-year gap between the things you are learning, Pooja, like at school right now, versus what is actually happening in reality. Because when you think about it, a textbook, it will take a year or so for a teacher to write a textbook. And this entire textbook needs to go to a review process and revision, review. And if it is a standard textbook, we'll probably also go through some sort of committee to make sure the content is relevant. And then you go through publisher. By the time you get to really read this textbook, oh my God, it's no longer relevant, especially in marketing, social media. COVID completely disrupted the management and the hotel management event industry. I mean, if you are still reading from textbooks, the reality is like totally different and you are still learning this. That is absolutely wrong. But schools and teachers and everyone treat this hard skill as if that is the only thing mattered, right? Just because you memorize the information, just because you scored really high on the exam, there is absolutely no guarantee that you know how to organize events in real life. There's no guarantee that you will know how to manage a hotel in real life. There's no guarantee that we will know how to do social media in real life. I was a social media professor for 10 plus years, But guess what? When I started my company, I was like, how do I do social media? Because understanding theories versus knowing how to apply are totally 100%, 1000% different. And
yes.
Let me add one more thing. You cannot really say you understand this until you know how to apply this. Application is the biggest thing. And it is so missing. Because when you think about school, Pooja, it's like an accumulation of knowledge, right? So you want to know all the aspects about hotel management. You want to learn all the aspects about event management. But that's not how real life works. Right. You don't have to know everything. You need to know one thing and be able to apply that one thing really well. And after you apply that one thing really well, it's time to learn another thing. When I started my business, I didn't know everything about business. I know one thing. And I implement based on that one thing. I made mistakes. And then I came back to the classroom to learn more. And then I implemented. I came back. I learned more. It's this journey. It's so different from the school model. And so, but school only focuses on that hard skill. And then this is what I'm talking about, the application, real life communication, emotional resilience, right? You made a mistake, you failed a big time. Are you able to come back to restart this again? All those things, the soft skills matter so much more than the hard skills. As I said earlier, information is free. It's so much cheaper, right? But again, school is only focusing on the hard skill part, and the soft skills is completely missing. And I have worked with more than 2,000 students, and I can't tell you how many students are struggling with communication skills, creativity. That's a big deal. Creative problem solving. So one thing I really love about being an entrepreneur is that you see a problem, you propose a solution, and you execute. Very few students can actually do that because they are relying on textbook answer. They are depending on their teachers, but it's not their fault. It's also not teachers' fault. It is the entire system is designed to not make you think independently, to not help you develop those soft skills. But, you know, as I said, Harvard study came out a few years ago saying that 85% of a person's career achievement actually comes from soft skills. And I so agree. I so agree. The reason that I'm able to have the success that I have today is because of the soft skills. I mean, I still need the hard skills, but it's so easy to learn when you have the soft skills as the foundation. When the foundation is strong, is solid, oh, you can learn. Yeah, I mean, that's a long answer to your question.
No, that's actually the right thing, because it's really, really, really important for everyone to know that it's not just a hard skill, because I know, like, a lot of the time schools are just like telling us, oh, you have to be good in studies, you have to get good grades, and then that's it. No application of the stuff that you have learned. Because I remember the stuff that I have learned in school from the last 15 years, I have no freaking idea what was that. Because it's like, I never applied it, I never use it in the real life. Because that is not what they are really educating us. They are just educating us that you have to get a degree, you have to learn this, and you have to just write the exam. That's it. No application about it. But now I really love this thing that you and others, they are doing, is that they're actually educating everyone, telling that if you are learning something, you have to apply it into real life so that you can get the like actual results from the knowledge that you have learned so far.
100%, 100%. And as you do that through application, and you will also discover more about yourself and also about this potential career path, right? You will discover, wow, do I really want to do this or not? Taking classes will not help you figure that out. It is so unfortunate. And pretty much every month, I will give talks to students at different universities in different countries. It is so sad that many students feel like, oh, the more classes I take, The more degrees I have, I will figure out what I want to do in life. I will be the first person to tell you that. That is the biggest lie. That is the biggest lie that school is telling us, that the more classes you are taking, the more degrees you are going to have, you are going to figure out your life. No, real life application will help you figure out your life, right? You were telling me earlier that you want to eventually do event management. I recommend just right now, start doing it now to see if this is something you want to do. And again, students will say that, oh, I don't know how to get an internship, things like that. You don't even have to do that, right? Like in my program, I teach people how you can just test out your career interest virtually. You can easily launch some products online with so little capital investment to test out if this is something that you will want to devote your entire professional career to. It is so important. So important.
Right. It's like, because for me as well, I'd say I'm like still in college. I'm doing this diploma. And it's like, I was like, okay, so how could I experience that thing that I really passionate about so that I can really figure it out if it's really what I wanted to do? And that's why I'm just gonna I'm actually planning to approach people who are actually currently in the industry in the event management to ask them if I could have a work experience in the summer break so that I would know that if that is something that I really want to do, or if it's like maybe it's not something that I wanted to, it's maybe like I really wanted to do something completely different.
100%. Yeah. And the earlier you can do this, the better. And also I'm an advocate. I'm so happy that you are starting this podcast. I'm also an advocate. You know, that is one project all of my students at Classroom Without Walls we are doing, which is to start a podcast. And you don't just want to start a random one, but you actually want to interview people in your potential career field. I mean, to really like, is this something I really want to do? Yeah.
Right. So let's say there is a student. I'm going to be now asking you some situational based questions. Okay. So let's say there is a student and she really wants to do she wants to just go for dancing, singing and stuff, but just don't want her to do that. And they want her to be a lawyer. So let's say she approached you, like how she could like get that help so that her parents know that, okay, this is what our child wants. Let her try that thing at least once so that she knows that what she wanted to do and figure out what she is.
Yeah, definitely. And then another way is that you can always do this as a, like, I totally get it. You know, sometimes parents feel this way because it's not that they are being so mean to be intentionally against you, because they are really concerned about you, right? Like, will this actually give you enough money to support yourself? All those things. I totally get it because I'm a mom. I know that feeling. But, you know, what the student can do is that maybe follow what the parents is saying, but on the side, you know, dancing, whatever, to pursue this as a side hustle. Continue to work on the side hustle until the side hustle becomes so big, and then present it to the parent, right? Hey, mom or dad, look, my side hustle is actually becoming so good, and I'm only working on this part-time. My side hustle is already generating like visibility, authority, or impact, income whatsoever. Like, I want to pursue this as a full-time to show that you are actually committed to this, right? Because there are also students who love playing games. Oh yeah, I'm totally going to do gaming as a side hustle, as a career, only to discover that doing game as a full-time job is very different from being like playing video games, right? So I'm also an advocate of doing side hustles. So, right. So like, I didn't quit my job right away. I was a college professor, but as I was a college professor, I was also working on my side hustles, growing Classroom Without Walls, working with students like you, Pooja, to really test my ideas. Like, wow, I'm loving this. Wow, this is actually making me money. Wow, I should just quit my job. right? I didn't just like quit that and start my side hustle right away, but there can be that risk for sure. So you want to take calculated risks, not just like stupid random risks. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the risk, because this is the topic that everyone always kind of like hiding themselves, like avoiding to take them. Why we should take the risk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I think a great question, I think also goes back to the education model, right? So as a student, let me ask you, are you afraid of risks, failures, and mistakes?
Of course. Like, it's like I always have this 50-50 chances of like either I could succeed in this or either I could fail. But it all depends on me. If I have the courage to take it and try it, I would definitely go for it.
Exactly. So I think that's, you know, that's why. I have those like, I don't know, I have those like cute stickers. I designed my own growth mindset stickers. So one is I'm scared. And the growth mindset is saying that I believe magic happens outside comfort zone. So I think when we are talking about school reform, we should really create a culture. Not only we're celebrating success, but we're also celebrating failures. Like when my students join my program every day, I will be asking them, hey, what is a good mistake you made this week? Let's celebrate it. What is, you know, I interviewed Duncan Wardle, who is the former VP of innovation at Disney. And he was talking about this butterfly moment. I don't know if you remember, but like when was the, like, I can even ask you, Pooja, when was the last time that you actually had a butterfly moment? And I think everyone should be having those butterfly moments on a daily basis, meaning that you are doing things that you're so afraid of, but you're also excited, meaning that you are actually trying new things. That's how we grow. But most people in our society, the ordinary people, they are just being so complacent. They're just doing what everyone's doing. They don't want to do that extra. They don't want to have that butterfly moment. Therefore, they are ordinary. They are doing what they do. But I believe everyone should have an extraordinary life. And we deserve it. If you are willing to go to that extra, which involves making failures, which involves making mistakes. But that's the part of the journey. But that's part of the package for this thing called success. You know, we just cannot have success without failures and mistakes. And now people ask me, do you still have fear? I say, yes, absolutely. But I have learned, you know, as Seth Godin said, to dance with my fears.
Right, true. It's I was also like before starting this podcast, I was so scared because I was like, okay, who is going to listen to me? Who is going to listen to my podcast? It's like, I was waiting for like 4 to 6 months, just kind of having this fear. What is going to happen? What if that? What if this? I was so scared. I was like, I'm not going to do it. But then I was like, this one morning, I don't know what happened, but it's like, I wake up at 5 a.m., having no idea what I'm doing. I just grabbed my laptop. I just went to the side and created my podcast. And after 2 hours, I was like, whoa, what was that? Why I did that? But then I realized that it's really important because I listened to you and there are other people who I really admire. And I think those words, like, what you all like says in your talks and in your interviews, those really affect me in a really such a wonderful way that made me to just get up in the morning every single day, waking up early and really working on my dreams. And it's like, I was so surprised at that because I was like, whoa, what I just did? I just created my podcast. But why? I was so scared last night to even to think about it. But that's how you take the risk. And today I'm here like interviewing like a lot of wonderful people, like really educating myself as well as like educating others.
100%, 100%. Yeah, that's like a great example of taking inspired action, right? So when you have that inspiration coming from the inside, and you will see that really inspiration comes from the inside, you know, that inspired when you're taking that inspired action. It's a great feeling. It's a great feeling. And even just like when I launched my planner, so I really had this inspiration, like, you know, because for all the students who join my program, I will give them a planner. Because, you know, I don't know if you do goal setting, it's important, right? Every quarter you want to start with the end in mind. What do you want to accomplish in this quarter? And reverse engineer. And it's so important. And learning how to set smart stretch goals, something I teach my students. But I always struggle to find a good planner. So in the middle of August, one day I just got this download from the universe. Like, yeah, I need to create my own. So I still remember it was like 11 p.m. in the evening. Everybody was sleeping. So I just used like some like paper, scratch paper, and I started to draw and design my planner. And then the next day I hired a designer. I was like, make this digital. It's incredible. It's like such a, I learned so much about myself through this journey. I also learned so much about e-commerce for sure. It has been an incredible journey. Yeah, it's so enjoyable, so fun. Yeah, taking inspired action. Yeah.
Yeah, it is always enjoyable moments when you're taking risk because you're scared, but you're excited because you're thinking and like having this belief that the action, like your action is actually going to change someone else's life. And this is like the same with my podcast. It's like, I don't really care like how many downloads I got. The only thing I care is that the listeners get those insights that could change their life. And that can make them at least like that one person, if he reached out to me and be like, you know what, I listened to this episode and it really helped me to grow. It really mm-hmm. helped me to become the better version of myself. That would be my change. That's the only thing that I want from my podcast. It's like, become the change.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, becoming the change and be the change you want to see. Yeah. 100%.
So you actually mentioned about reverse engineering. What is that?
Say that again. My worst what?
Reverse engineering.
Reverse engineering. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So what that means is that you start with the end in mind, right? Like for example, so I'm just working with these students, and so she wanted to read more books, using this as an example. And most people, when they do like create their goals, you know, like, yeah, I want to read more books. But when you say it like that, it's very vague. It's very unlikely to happen, right? So you want to ask yourself, okay, by the end of this year, how many books do I really want to read, right? So if now I read 2 books per year, that's like, so I actually want to increase the number to 12. So I want to read 10 additional books, right? So when you say reverse engineer, is that I want to read 12 books by the end of 2022. So that is the end goal. So when we do reverse engineer, is that, okay, 12 books, which means that every month I need to read 1 book. So every month has 30 days on average. So 1 book on average is like 300 pages. So 300 pages divided by 30, which means that, wow, I only need to read 10 pages a day. If I actually do 10 pages a day, I know that by the end of this year, I'm going to read 10 additional books. See, like when you do that, it is so much likely to happen compared to, yeah, I'm just like most people's New Year resolution. I actually fail, right? Like, yeah, I want to work out, I lose weight, I want to read more books, I'll make more money, I'll change more people's life. It's not going to happen, right? Because they already failed at creating these goals. But using the example I just shared with you earlier, right? Start with the end goal in mind and then go reverse engineer. And using this method, I have helped my students like doing so much more in life, you know, and even I apply this to myself. So for myself, it's always a financial goal, right? So I want to make, for quarter one, I want to have a 6-figure launch. I want to make 100K, 200K, half a million, like whatever you want to make, right? And okay, this means that every month I need to do this, 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 and that, right? And right. So that's reverse engineer, yeah.
That's a thing that I really wanted to discuss because Because every single time when people are be like, okay, I want to do this, but how? You have to ask yourself, how I really want to do this? That is so important. Let's talk about the growth mindset. Why, what, and how? Growth mindset.
Yeah, I mean, like most students and I think schools really cultivate a fixed mindset in our children, in our students, right? Because if you're a good student, you will be labeled as a good student. Oh, Pooja, she's an A student. Oh, she's just a C student, right? So people will label you and you will carry out she's or he's a gifted student, right? They're a gifted program. And you will just carry that label with you for the rest of your life. You feel like, oh, I'm just like this and that. So that is fixed mindset. You feel like you can never change. But research has shown there is a, which is also what I discuss at Classroom Without Walls. I have an entire phase of my curriculum dedicated to mindset. I have so many powerful exercises. And our brain is actually plastic. It's called neuroplasticity. We can literally rewire our brain. And it is so powerful. Like, why students don't learn that, right? And I think on average, human beings have 60,000 thoughts on a daily basis. And 80% wow. of that, 80% of that are actually negative. Like, think about it, right? If you don't work on your mindset, our mind is like defaulting to something not so good. You know, there's psychology, there's a human selection bias. We are always paying attention to things that are not working, right? Something that I talk about at my own program is humans, we actually have three brains. The lowest level is animal brain or reptilian. I don't know if this is too much. It's called lizard or reptilian brain. What this brain does is to protect us, is to prevent us from taking risks. So humans, our body, our brain is designed like to save us, to protect us. So you really have to work with your brain to like tell yourself that, oh, yeah, we can do this. This is okay. To really calm down the reptilian brain. And that takes work, right? So that's why I designed those growth mind stickers. Whenever time you have the fixed mindset, you will quickly self-regulate to the growth mindset, right? And there's so much research. And like TEDx talk, TED Talks, so much research has documented the key to success is actually growth mindset. It is so, so, so important, right? And like, you know, we all have, like we were talking about this earlier, we all have failures, but one person failed and this one person is feeling like, oh, I failed. That's it. I'm going to give up. Another person failed, but oh, I learned from constructive feedback. Wow, this person will continue going, right? So right. It's so important, so important.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true because it's like, so for me as well, I wasn't like this. I was always like having this fear that, okay, I'm not much good. I still need to work on myself. It's like my potential is limited. But when I started to do the personal growth stuff, like journaling, meditation, I really love six phase meditation. It's like, it's such a like kind of relief, like every single day when you're doing it, it feels like so good. So I was doing this and I started to realize that the things that I'm imagining or like I'm writing down, they actually started to happen. And I was so surprised in just 1 year. Like over this 1 year, it was such a roller coaster for me because a lot of stuff happened and I couldn't like believe that, like I have never thought of those things, never imagined what I'm doing today. And it is so wonderful. And I that's why I feel like a lot of people think that extraordinary is like a birth gift that some special people got like when they're born. But the truth is, it's like you could be that extraordinary by like putting those extra efforts in yourself and in your work.
100%. And something I share with my students is that, you know, success is really an inside out journey. Once you transform the inside, your external life will be different because your external life is just a mirror reflecting what is inside you. When you look at people, right, it is rule, just like gravity is a rule. So it is our external life is a mirror reflecting what is inside us. So it is really, really important. And I agree. Yeah, and the manifestation. So at my program, Speaking on Wish, and we actually have a very amazing manifestation coach. Again, this is something that students should be learning about at school. Like, wow, how cool is it to use law of attraction, have my manifestation. I can even show you. That's my manifestation vision board. I have all of my dreams, wishes. It is so freaking awesome because you literally see that it is actually happening. We design our reality, right? We feel inspired. We take inspired action. So yeah, we have an amazing manifestation coach. And my coach, our manifestation coach, she has manifested money, her boyfriend, certain body size. It's incredible, incredible. So this, to me, that is such a powerful tool. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to ask this, that what is it really important for everyone, no matter what age, like, is it really important for them to figure out at the age of like 18, 19, at their like young teens, do they really need to figure out the stuff?
Absolutely not. What they do need to figure out is who are they? What are they interested in? Again, go back to school model, right? When you think about it, Pooja, this doesn't really make sense. So when a kid is very young, and you will always listen to the teacher is always telling you, hey, day one at 8 a.m. we're learning math. At 10 a.m. we're learning literature. At lunch, that's a break. And then at 1 p.m. we're doing science, right? So throughout your entire life, your day-to-day life is designed for you by other people who do not know you at all. When you think about it, the people who design the curriculum, the people who design the day-to-day structure for our students, they don't know student. They don't know how you learn. They don't know how I learn. It's just like a standardized approach. So after doing that for so many years, if you are just a traditional student, by the time you become 18, 20, you absolutely will have no idea what you want to do because nobody ever encouraged you throughout your learning journey to actually figure out, hey, Pooja, what do you want to learn? Tomorrow, 8 a.m. in the morning, what do you want to learn? What is something that you are obsessed with right now? What is something that you are so passionate about right now? Nobody cares. Nobody will ever ask you a question because they just cannot do that in the school model because there are so many students, right? So therefore, they do that standard approach. And as a result of that, students end up have no idea what they want to do. So it is unrealistic to, by the time they turn 18, all of a sudden, they're like showing up with agency. They know exactly what they want to do with their life. They know what they want to do. It's not going to happen. And also on top of that, they have so little real life experience. So that's also not going to help them discover what they want to do in life. And unless the kid is being schooled very differently. Like, you know, even now I homeschool my kids. When you ask my 7 years old, he knows. He's like, mommy, I just want to be a coder. That is something he's obsessed with. I have no idea if he's going to be a coder or not, but this is something at the moment that he's really interested in, right? And my 10 years old, he loves reading, he loves history, and he's also doing some business. So that is what he wants to do for now. But they know exactly what they want to do because I teach them very differently. I don't just teach them. I'll actually ask questions. I'll listen. I'll observe. So my role is more like a facilitator. So if you do this type of schooling, yes, by the time they are 18, they will know exactly what they want to do. But if they go through the traditional schooling, I don't think they are going to figure out. No. And even if they don't know what they want to do, it is still okay. But they're,
Yeah, that's true. That's totally true. I mean, I remember like, wish if I like if somebody just could ask me even just one day, be like, hey Pooja, what do you want to do? It's like it's gonna be the magical moment for me, but it's like I always miss that moment because nobody literally asked me like what I wanted to do. It's like everyone just telling me, oh, you should do this, do that. And I was so frustrated about myself because it's like I felt like I couldn't take control of my life. And the really dark truth about me is like I remember when I was in school, I literally sometimes just like sitting alone. And the only thought that I always get is like, I want to die. That's the only thought that I was getting in my head. And I was like, why am I saying to myself this? And I couldn't really like figure out like why I'm literally saying those words to me. Because I was literally frustrated because people are just telling me what to do. They are not really listening to me.
Exactly, 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 exactly. 100%. Yeah. And like, therefore, you have no agency. That's why the education model is not preparing you for success. Because by the time you graduate, when you start working, you should have your own independent ideas. But how can students have those independent ideas if the entire education system is discouraging them from having their own? You see the gap?
Right.
Right. The school is like, do not think independently. Just do what I told you. But then once you start working, everyone's like, Pooja, what's your idea? You have to be different. You have to be disruptive. You have to have your own idea. But like, I don't have any ideas. How can I have ideas? Because nobody ever asked me about my ideas.
That's true. Yeah. Exactly. I was like, before coming here, I was like having this interview with the managers and they were like, okay, what's your ideas? And I was so blown away. I was like, what in the world is happening right now? Because exactly. I was like, I have no idea what I should say. And still, it's like sometimes my manager is like asking me because here it is so different. Like back in India, it's like you should not even talk directly to your manager. It's like you have to be like sending them email, stating the stuff. But here in Canada, it's like it's a complete different approach. It's like our managers is actually hanging out with us. And it's like they're like enjoying like spending some time with us. They're having meetings with us and they literally discuss something like, so, okay, so we actually start our meetings by saying, okay, what's your weekly goal? What's your plan? And it's like, what ideas do you have for this week? And that is something that makes me feel so happy. It's like, because somebody's asking you, what do you want it to do?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, like I told, that's some question I ask my children all the time. Like, what do you want to do? My 10 years old literally thinks that he's my business partner. I've said, yes, you are my business partner because I value their input. So you want to give them the space. You want to cultivate their own independent thinking. You want them to feel valued and validated. Yes, 100%. Yeah. It's a muscle. If you never use this, you will never have this muscle. But the more you use this, it's like building muscle. The stronger the muscle is going to be. But for most students, you never have a chance to build that muscle. And by the time you really need that muscle, it's so weak. And you'll be like, lucky students will have managers, team leaders, or coaches and to help them grow that muscle. And unlucky students will just feel like, yeah, I feel miserable at my job. Yeah.
That's true. I think we are almost at the end of our interview. And before I let you, I have still two questions for you. Okay. So what is your precious advice for everyone?
Don't be afraid of taking wrong actions. Be afraid of inaction.
Wow. That is just like, aha, you have to take the risk. Go ahead. Don't worry about the results.
Exactly.
And also, what is your definition of success?
My definition of success is building this alignment between who you are and what you are doing in life. And if there's that alignment, oh, you feel so good. And I can tell you, Pooja, I used to hate Monday. I hate my life. But now I really love Monday. I love every single day because what I do is completely in alignment with my inner being, with who I am. Like, it's just like, this is the perfect career for me and I cannot be happier. Like, I love it. I'm actually getting ready to launch my group coaching program for next year. And I'm just like so excited knowing that I'm going to change a few more young people's lives. That makes me so happy.
Wow, that's so sweet. I mean, yeah, I'm also excited because a lot. So I actually, a lot of things are coming up for me as well for the next year. I'm so excited. I'm so nervous at the same time. But then I was like, if I said yes to something, it's like I didn't said yes to it, like just like subconsciously. It's like I do it because I was conscious that what I'm doing.
Exactly, exactly. And that's a great thing. Embrace it. Embrace it.
Right. So where can people find you on like social media? Where can they approach Classroom Without Walls, especially?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I don't know when this episode will be released. I'm doing a live training next week, Tuesday, Thursday, and then the following Monday, talking about the trainings for parents to learn more about the missing gaps in their children's education. So register for that, classroomwithoutwalls.ai/training. And people can also connect with me on social media. I'm really active on LinkedIn. This is my name, AIADDYSONZHANG. And the same name, they can find me on Facebook, Instagram. I'm also on TikTok. And yeah, either in my name or Classroom Without Walls, you can find me.
Every single platform's link into the description notes. And make sure to check out Dr. I. She is such an amazing disruptor. And I love the way she's disrupting the traditional education system and mm-hmm. helping the teens and everyone out there to figure out what they wanted to do.
Oh, thank you so much. I also want to mention, because the holidays here, New Year's here, everyone's planning. I really want to give my own planner a plug. It is called Disruptor, Disruptor's Planner. People can just search disruptorplanner.com. And with my planner, you know, traditionally when you buy a planner, you will actually only get a planner. With my planner, you will actually also, besides the planner, you will also get my monthly free accountability session. So we'll all come together, have puja, everyone, like, you know, whoever purchased a copy of the planner, we'll actually plan out for the next month, for the next quarter, for the next year to really hold each other accountable. And the planner also has a daily text message reminder of positive affirmations. Like, you just don't get something like that when you order a planner from Amazon.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, this planner, when I was like looking at the planner, and the description, it says like you are gonna get this, and I was like, wow, it's like I never seen any planner doing this thing. It's like a lot of stuff in just like really small amount of money. It's like you can get everything, like literally everything.
Thank you. Yeah, because you know, many people who have planners, they don't really use it because nobody's holding them accountable. Now we're going to do this in a group setting, and I actually have quite a few young people, like 10 years old. That's so nice. So I'm going to have like a accountability session with the older people and one for like under 18. And it's so nice to see that those young people are actually taking charge of their life. Incredible. And one of my customers is actually a Fortune 500 company. So that tells you the quality of the planner. Wow. So I'm really proud of myself for creating this incredible product.
That's so amazing. I remember I just saw your post on LinkedIn. And I was like, wow, if that person is purchasing this planner, there is something amazing about this planner. So yeah, definitely make sure to check out the planner. It's amazing. I'm actually going to buy it as a gift for myself for the Christmas. So make sure to get it for your Christmas gift. And it's going to be a huge change for yourself.
Oh, thank you.
And until the next time, be the change and be yourself. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
I should say this. You are awesome. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And I hope that you enjoyed it and took a lot of valuable insights from this conversation. If you like this episode, then what are you waiting for? Like and subscribe to the podcast and let me know on social at Unique Ajoob. What is your biggest takeaway from this episode? Keep taking risks, try 100 things, and keep chasing for your dreams. As Marie Forleo says, everything is figureoutable. I will see you next time on the Extra Plus Online Podcast.